Peter Greenberg joins us now, regular guest on WGN Radio, Ion Travel host and CBS News travel editor and frequent guest here on WGN. Plus, of course, he's got the weekend show on WGN. Welcome back, Peter. Where did we find you today, sir?
You found me doing nothing when it comes to travel. I decided to sit it out. I'm in New York doing all my best efforts to watch as much Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy as I can.
Promise me that's not the case.
No, that's my vacation. I love it.
I get we will watch a Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune just doesn't draw me in enough, but I guess that stimulates you just enough, but not too much, huh?
Listen, I'm so addicted, I DVR it. You know, it's my little guilty pleasure.
Oh no. Well, never mind that. Hey, Southwest Airlines, give me the elevator speech. What happened in the last 10 days? Go.
Well, let's start with the weather. You know, every airline has to do great weather forecasting. Otherwise, they're in trouble to begin with. And they have great weather forecasting these days. And it allows them to do something called preemptive cancellations. And what that means is they can go out to between 48 and 72 hours ahead and literally cancel flights preemptively, keeping their planes with their crews, keeping everything in place so that when the storm passes, they can ramp up quickly. That's what everybody tries to do. That's what was being done 10 days ago. Here's the problem. The problem was that when it came to Southwest, their internal communication system and the software they were using for crew allocation and scheduling was so old and antiquated that they couldn't handle the load when everything had to stop. And pilots couldn't find their planes, flight attendants couldn't find pilots, and what's worse is the airline at certain points couldn't even find the planes themselves. So what Southwest Airlines did was essentially throw in the towel and say, you know what, for all intents and purposes, let's shut it down. And let me give you some comparative figures. United Airlines canceled about 5% of their flights, JetBlue about 6%, American only 1%, and here comes Southwest at 70%. Then it was 62% on Tuesday, 62% on Wednesday, about 62% yesterday as well. And that's affecting about 250,000 passengers a day, not to mention their bags, not to mention their accommodations, their meals. And in most cases, they got stranded because they couldn't find alternate forms of transportation.
Not to mention just their lives, their personal plans, all the missed opportunities, et cetera. How much of that is a function of them being a discount airline?
Nothing. And I'll tell you why. Southwest Airlines has been consistently the most profitable airline in the last 50 years. I can't think of a quarter in which they didn't report a profit. That's the good news. They also have a very efficient and dependable operation most of the time. You know, they only fly one kind of aircraft, which means they train their pilots on one kind of aircraft. They train their mechanics on one kind of aircraft. They're not carrying a huge spare parts inventory for 12 different kinds of planes. So they're very efficient in that way. And they still have a great residual amount of passenger goodwill. Remember, they're not nickel and diming their passengers. They're not charging for checked bags. In fact, Southwest Airlines branded their entire airliner on the fact of that negative touch point for other carriers. So all that's still in place. The problem is they did not invest fast enough. It's something they knew they needed to do in new technology.
Well, I don't know if I'm looking for somebody to blame, but city and even federal officials are looking into, quote-unquote, Southwest's practices here. Is it fair, though, to hold them responsible, or was it just a function of the weather and the antiquated system? How angry do we get to be at them?
Oh, you get to be angry, and I'll tell you why. You know, if all the other airlines were canceling 70% of their flights, then you got to look at the weather. Southwest had the same weather as every other airline, and this is what happened.
Yeah.
This was something under the USDOT, the way they're looking at it, this came under the operational control of Southwest. It was not an act of God. It was probably an act of stupidity or not forward thinking. And so now, fasten your seatbelts. I would bet my career that the U.S. Department of Transportation, under the current secretary, Buttigieg, they're going to weigh in with some enforcement action here. There could be a massive proposed fine against Southwest. Now, you heard me say the word proposed, because that's what the agency does. It doesn't necessarily mean the fine gets paid in full. What's going to happen right now is Southwest is going to start writing reimbursement checks like you've never seen to all these passengers to try to mitigate the total amount of the fine they're going to have to pay. They're trying to do so much goodwill now, trying to do it after the fact, of course, but they will be writing those checks. And let me run the numbers by for you so you understand what we're really talking about here. If you're inconveniencing or stranding 250,000 passengers a day who have nowhere to stay, nothing to eat, nowhere to go, they don't have alternate forms of transportation, maybe they didn't have their medications, maybe they have a physical disability or they're traveling with kids, you're looking at an average payout in terms of reimbursement of about $400 a passenger. That's 250,000 passengers a day. So you're dealing with $10 million every day that this is going on. So you're talking about $70 to $80 million, but that doesn't even get into the lost revenue that Southwest didn't get during that period of time. So this will be a big hit on their bottom line.
Out of time, but that's what we turn to Peter Greenberg for, Ion Travel host here on WGN Radio, CBS News Travel Editor 2. Fascinating and tough for those folks that booked with Southwest. Peter, thank you for your time today.
Happy New Year, man.